Sports and social. Did you get involved with that at all?
Skittles mainly.
Right.
That was our big thing.
Yeah.
Always was.
So were you in the fieldings team, or was it just the interdepartmental?
Interdepartmental, then I ran my own team, yeah.
What, from fieldings?
Fieldings guys, yeah.
Oh, right.
Ran my own team, yeah.
So what was that called then?
The Badgers, named after Owen Feltham.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. The old Badger.
Yes, yeah.
He was badgering people. Yeah. Well, I was thinking of the name of it.
Yeah, and, that's good.
I thought of Owen, so I thought I'd call it the Badgers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, why did you leave Fieldings then, Bob? And, you know, what was it all about?
Well, I was made redundant.
Right.
That was the long and the short of it.
Yeah.
But before that, like I was saying, when David Rose announced that Lindsay German, who was an accountant, was taking over the business.
Yeah.
And Lindsay asked me to stay behind and said, I thought we've always got on well. I said, we have. He said, what's the problem then? I said, you're an accountant. Simple as that.
Okay, so what did you do after that then, Bob?
I went straight into the building.
Did you?
I finished on the Friday and started my own company on the Monday, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. So what were you building?
Anything. Well, I've always been doing it. My father was, he was an engineer,
yeah.
But he always built his own extensions and stuff like that on the side, and so had I. I mean, by that time I'd had three houses which I'd renovated completely and built extensions in loft conversions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
While I was working at Fieldings.
Right.
So it was just a natural progression, really.
Yeah.
Just fell into it.
And so have you done that ever since?
Ever since, yeah.
Right.
Till I retired, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still bloody doing it now. But that's here. That's unpaid.
Yeah. So where did you do your building work? Was it round Gloucester or how far field did you go?
Well, I used to do a lot. I don't know whether you remember Hickman's, the estate agents.
Yeah.
From Gloucester.
Yeah.
They used to be down Black Dog Way. Well, they had loads of estate agents all over. I used to. He was opening. It was just at the time when everybody, C&G and everybody, was really getting into the estate agent building, putting them everywhere. Then it all went pear shaped, didn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I used to do all his office up, you know, do all the wiring and everything else,
yeah.
Get them going. But I used to build extensions in. I never got into house stuff. I didn't want to go. I wanted things that I could control.
Yeah. Yeah, I quite agree.
Instead of it
yeah.
controlling me.
Yes.
So I used to have several subbies that I could call on, but I didn't employ anybody permanently.
No. Another good move, yes.
Yeah. And
yeah.
That's how I went on till I retired, really.
Yeah. So how long have you been retired now then?
Oh, that's another good question. I'm not quite sure.
If you are retired.
Yeah. It's one of those things, isn't it? You sort of retire, but you don't retire, you know?
And yeah.
I had all the old customers in, can you come and do it? Well, no, I'll go on then.
Yeah.
And that's, it lobbed on like that for a couple of years, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, the people that I'd worked for years.
Yeah.
They only want you and whatever.
That's nice. So, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's good when that happens.
So I sort of.
Yeah.
Slowly retire.
Okay, Bob. Well, it's been good to hear your story of your time at Fieldings and what you've done since. Thanks for your time again, and also thanks for the cup of tea.